98.1 KZE, time for another edition of Friends Day, brought to you by the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. And today's friend is also a co-worker, Adam. You know him as our midday man here at KZE. Thank you so much for joining me in this capacity.
Yeah, it's great to be back, and thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, we have a very musical staff here.
Very true.
We were talking about, we have some concepts. We have a concept of a plan for a KZE house band.
We got to get that together.
Yeah, one of these
eventually,
days.
For sure. I think that would be so cool to have, like, you know, we could rock maybe during a, maybe we could be the opening act, let's say, at our holiday party.
That would be really fun.
Professor Louie or something.
That would be really fun. If we could get a few rehearsals, I don't think we'd need that much.
No. You're very, very ambitious and confident. I like that.
Well, you know, as a musician yourself, I'm sure you know how easy it is to go, oh, yeah, that's a really good idea. That's not, you know, that would be easy enough to do. And then you commit to a thing and then you're like, oh, my God, I have no time to practice this.
Yeah. Well, but it's so, I found so key because I like for about, you know, the last time I was on probably was around the time I was playing a lot and not necessarily big performances, just little things around with other people or at some venues, you know, small venues. And I was just really in the practice of playing almost every day. And I got pretty good at memorizing lots of material and my sharp as a, you know, musician and confident, which is the big key,
you feel practiced. You feel ready to go.
A lot of confidence. But then I was invited, remember when Carter was here, and I just had not been playing that much at that time. And there was not good sound, that particular setup. And it was just like, for me, personally, a disaster. I take it pretty hard, too hard probably than I should.
And I'm sure you also know that, you know, you're your own harshest critic and probably too.
Absolutely.
From an outside perspective, nobody noticed anything wrong. But, you know, I know, I know the feeling when you're like, oh my God, that was so sloppy.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. I can really beat myself up because I'm a, you know, for my standards for myself, I'm not like that fussy, but if I'm playing, I just want to be, you know, like get it out, get it done. Emotional performance, like, and so that means that I have to be inside the song in my head, and then I can just focus on how I'm singing and emoting.
And you want to present the best version of your music.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, or anybody's music when I'm playing. Yeah.
So what have you been up to this summer? You said you've been a little bit too busy to play shows. What's been going on?
Well, you know, I work with the Kingston Farmers Market on Saturdays, which I really love. But I also have been, I've been doing some work for the Woodstock Film Festival. I've been doing some marketing stuff for them. And then I was helping our friend and friend of the station. Well, so far, all these people are Kingston Farmers Market advertises, the Woodstock Film Festival. So, and Joanna Hess with her art studio views. You talked to her a few weeks ago. And she has, and I was helping with their website. You know, we're, like we said before we went on the air.
Fingers in many pies.
We have to hustle. But it is the good side of all that. And being that busy, though, and seeing a lot of shows is the other part of the equation. I've been just seeing a lot of music this summer. So I love it all, you know, and so that's kind of why I'm busy. But if I didn't love it so much, I might be kind of not as happy about it all. I'd rather just focus on, like, you know, my job and then, walking in the woods or something.
Yeah, I feel that. And it's hard to make time. This is why I won't go down this path again, because I know we're all sick of hearing me talk about how much I dislike summer, but part of it is because there's just too much going on and you don't really, you know, you want to go enjoy the warmth while you can and you just don't have time.
Yeah, in the summer especially, it's very true. Yeah. So, and there's FOMO.
for the people who do seem to have time.
Right.
However, they're pulling that off. So Adam, last time you were my guest on Friends Day, you chose a couple of songs that were a little bit more satirical, a little bit more tongue-in-cheek in nature, and you said you're going in a different direction today.
This first song is called Again Tomorrow, and it's funny we're talking about work and that because I wrote this song. I don't really know where it came from because I wasn't a dad yet. I mean, I was a son. So that kind of works in, and this idea of, and there's a tradition of songs like this where, you know, you talk about work and how important it is, you know, like providing and being reliable and responsible and those things, which are kind of things that I learned a few years later, being an actual father, you know.
Yeah, it becomes
how did I write that? It becomes
a little more important.
Yeah. You know, where it's not just you. And so that's what this first song is about. It's called Again Tomorrow.
Cool. Yeah. Lay it on us.
Go play it. And I transposed the key recently, so I could sing it in a key that my voice comfortably sits in, you know.
It's good to be comfortable when you sing your own songs.
Another morning, barely time to rub your eyes. There is work to be done, wages to be won. With other men you're standing, hoping by the end of the day that you'll be among the ones who they walk up to and say, son, come again tomorrow. Food for your family for days to follow. With no promises to be had, disappointment ain't so bad, and pride gets easier to swallow. Do you remember back when you were just a boy, the promise of the man into whose arms you ran? And at the table, every night you'd see his pain, although somewhere behind his eyes, once there burned a flame that's gone today and gone again tomorrow. Those eyes may smile at you, the soul is hollow. With no promises to be had, disappointment ain't so bad, and pride gets easier to swallow. So glad to fit his key in the door at the end of the day. And just like a dream, you woke up from moments before. It's soon fading away. Another morning, and the sun shines in your eyes, and the little child understands and takes his father's hands, which makes him able to leave home every day and do just what he can to make them proud of the man who's gone today and gone again tomorrow. They'll see him in the dreams they borrow. With no promises to be had, disappointment ain't so bad, and pride gets easier to swallow. Pride gets easier. Pride gets easier. Pride gets easier to swallow.
KZE Midday Man Adam is my guest. That's probably not what you go by as a musician, Midday Man Adam.
I don't know. It might be. I'll at least have something of a built-in audience.
Actually, Midday Man is not a bad name for a solo project.
Maybe like not. Yeah, I like the title. It's true. It could be a title.
Yeah, kind of like the tallest man on earth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was beautiful. That was a gorgeous song.
Thank you. Yeah.
So you said you wrote that before you became a father. So
I did.
Do you, do you frequently write songs from kind of perspectives outside of your own?
Yeah. I mean, it's fun because it's very easy for somebody like me, or was when I was really writing more, you know, that to write in that very, very earnest singer-songwriter style, as you can tell. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was like a kind of like a challenge, or whatever you want to call it, to try to write things that from a different perspective or in a different you know, narrative
from
narrative
the POV
structure,
of like just, a character.
Yeah, and I'd done a bunch of those, and so I find it. And I haven't written a lot of songs either, so maybe I need to write more from the first person, kind of just more introspective and something. I don't know. I like songwriters. You know, we've talked about it maybe in the past, but I like songwriters that kind of have a sense of humor. Those are the ones I'm drawn to, but I just it's not necessarily my writer's instinct. You know,
yeah.
So I think I'd like to try collaborating maybe, or try to figure out maybe that would be a good way to kind of spark some of my, you know, juices or whatever the right metaphor is.
You should sit down with Mick and
I know Mick.
Do some collaborations.
Sure. We'd both be suicide. I love. Hopefully he's listening. I'm a fan of his. He had a great show at the Colony, by the way. So thanks.
Did you go?
I'm glad. Yeah,
I went. Was it wonderful?
Chloe was fantastic. They loved her, and Mick was terrific. And real proud of both of them. They did a great job.
Yeah,
well, yeah, it was fun to watch them.
Next time it'll be you.
Well, he was encouraging me to do the open mic, so maybe I'll try the Colony open mic on Mick's recommendation.
Seems like a place that connections are made. I think that's actually
that's true.
Isn't that kind of how Chloe met her Bluestone Quarry bandmates? Maybe a couple of them.
Don't know.
But yeah, it's I think it's a great open mic for people looking to collaborate.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you kind of. I don't know. For you, it's just like you have a thing.
I've gotten out of the singer-songwriter mode. Yeah.
Right. No, you've got this kind of like concept thing going. So, it's like that's kind of driving the material, right?
Yeah. Well, we're on, Trailer's on a bit of a hiatus for the summer because we're all just too busy to do anything. But I used to, you know, try to present myself as more of a singer-songwriter and then eventually realized I just don't like it that much.
Yeah, no, I get it. You know, it's not for everybody. And there's a lot, you know, there's so much of that out there. And there's so many people who do it so goddamn well. I mean, part of my English. But, like, seriously, it's like I look at and I, you know, we're sitting here playing these people all day long. And I'm in awe.
And they're wonderful. And I'm not saying I don't like the music. I just, as a performer, it wasn't as fun for me as interpreting other people's songs that I really like.
Right. Yeah. I agree with you. I think that's kind of one of the reasons I stopped writing, because I didn't want to keep repeating the same, you know, earnest guy with the guitar songs. And again, love it. I can listen to it all the time.
You should do the thing. I don't know what month there is, or if there's even an official thing. Maybe you could just do this as a challenge for yourself. Mm-hmm. But isn't there some kind of thing where like you try to like write something every day?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's just a very practical, logical. It's a matter of just starting and getting into the habit of doing it. But it's a great suggestion.
Especially if you forced yourself to write an entire song every day. I mean, you know, maybe you wouldn't end up liking all of them, but you'd probably get
some. It's beside the point. The point is to get into that habit and mind frame,
get the flow
mindset
going.
And that habit. And then from there, hopefully, you know, some interesting things start surfacing, right? That's the hope. That's the design. Yeah. It's a great idea.
Well, hopefully today will inspire you to get a little bit back into it.
Yes.
Thank you again for stepping up and being my Friends Day friend today. Yeah. Do you have another one for us?
One more. This one, this is like, you know, the most kind of, how would I best describe it? Like, you know, the person is desperately alone kind of thing.
You know? Oh, fun.
At the end of the day, you know. bleak. No, this is called, it was originally called I Have No Brothers. And then for a long time, I was calling it No Brothers. But I think I'm back to calling it I Have No Brothers because I think it's just a good title. And it happens to be the case.
That you have no brothers.
I have no brothers. I have a sister, which is my neck. Maybe that should be the first song I write.
I do have a sister.
I do love her, so.
She's all right.
She's not a brother.
Nope. I have no brothers, no one to inspire me, no one left or right of me, and no one to enlighten me, and that frightens me. I have no brothers. I have no teachers. No one. want to inspire me. No one to light the fire in me, and no one to enlighten me. And that frightens me. Others. I have no brothers, hands and eyes and teeth and hair. Brace myself, I'm almost there. Wounds will heal and hearts will soar, but as for me, I'm back for more. Lovers, no one to hide me, no one to lie beside me, or look down deep inside of me, and that frightens me. Brothers, I have no brothers. I have no brothers.
98.1 KZE Midday Man. Adam has been my Friends Day guest, and although you may not have any brothers in real life, I do just want to let everybody know that Adam has a wonderful partner and is not, in fact,
quite so desperately
quite so sad.
Yeah, no. And I wasn't even when I wrote that, to be honest. Again, you know.
But you're, it was just, you can get into the headspace. It's cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And a title came to me. You know, it's just like any songwriter. And I didn't know where to go from there. I kept thinking, I have no brothers. I have no, you know, and then it finally occurred to me, oh, I have no teachers, and then the song wrote itself.
Kind yeah, of, I ain't know, got nobody.
Some clever rhymes. What?
I ain't got nobody.
I ain't got nobody. Exactly. Another great song.
Well, wonderful songs. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you for having me. Yeah.
Yeah, really enjoyed it, and I hope you'll come on again, either as a emergency fill-in, or we'll just plan your own day sometime.
Better start writing some new songs.
Or you know, if you get a band together, say the word. We'll get you in here.
All right. Thank you. Okay.
We got your community bulletin board and Low Cut Connie next on KZE.